Tennis legend Martina Navratilova. After Trump protects women's sports, Democrats totally failed women. By Paul Bois on February 6, 2025. Martina Navratilova, a tennis icon and open lesbian married to a woman, lamented how Democrats totally failed women on the day that Trump signed an executive order to protect women's sports from competition with male athletes. Navratilova shared a video on X of several women and girl athletes walking into the White House to witness the president signing his executive order, exclaiming that Democrats should have taken the lead on the issue. "I hate that the Democrats totally failed women and girls on this very clear issue of women's sports being for females only," she said. As Breitbart News reported on Wednesday, the president signed his executive order, which would ban transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. "With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over," Trump said. "And it should have been done long ago." The order contains several measures, the first of which is to rewrite federal Title IX education rules to withhold federal funds from schools that allow transgender athletes to play as females, Breitbart News reported. Another aspect of the order would charge the Department of Homeland Security with the task of denying visas to foreign trans athletes who want to enter the U.S. to compete among women, it added. Navratilova has been outspoken on trans athletes in women's sports going back to 2022 when she criticized swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, for competing with girls in college. "It's not about excluding transgender women from winning ever," said the 59-time Grand Slam champion. "But it is about not allowing them to win when they were not anywhere near winning as men. You try to keep it as close as possible to what it would have been. Were you born in the female biological body in the first place?" Navratilova continued. "And even saying that people take exception to biological females. People don't even want to use those words. I don't know what else to say. Other than that." Navratilova also appeared at the Independent Women's Forum's Take Back Title IX rally in June of last year, where she said that fair and proper integration of trans athletes in women's sports is not possible. "Initially, being the Democrats and the women that we are for the most part, we in this group were trying to find every single possible way to include trans-identified men, males who identify as women, into women's sports," she said. "And the more we try to find a way to mitigate the advantage, to handicap, to somehow to include, the more we figured out it's not possible. It's not possible to do it in a fair way. And here we are in a much different position." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.